mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. From Los Angeles to Providence, Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas to Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. DavidIke.com is the website of our guest, David Icke, and your calls are coming up early in this hour. We're going to have David for a whole other hour and a half. Honored to have him. Just got back from a record crowd in L.A., 3,000 people there to hear him speak. So much of what David has talked about, and I've talked about, and others have talked about, is now mainstream news in your face, discussions of suspending the election, martial law being good. When they start announcing it, it means they're planning to carry it out. How do we stop them? We'll answer that question coming up later. But talking about fear, once you let fear pass over you and through you and put it in God's hands and commit yourself to not, the instinct of fear is still there. It actually gives me a warming effect. I'm just not worried about it because I realize intellectually and spiritually that fighting evil is the only course. When you give in to it, it gets bigger and bigger and worse. It's a fraud. It's a con game that cowering to it keeps you safe. And a lot of you deep down know this is true, so you've decided to try to join in or go along with it, and that's ensuring it wins. You're truly alive once you commit yourself to doing the right thing and getting past your fear and move into action. David Icke, can you speak to that?
Well, what I would say to people is when you come to the end of this little journey on Earth, when you look back at your life, how will you feel about yourself? Will you feel good that you kept your head down and your mouth shut because you allowed a few crackpots to frighten you into submission and subservience? Will that make you feel good about what you've done? Or will you feel good if you know that you didn't succumb to fear? You let justice be the guide for what you did and didn't do and what you did say and didn't say. And that you stood up and campaigned for justice for all people and freedom for all people. I mean, the question is, has an obvious answer. But, are we going to go through our lives and then be desperately disappointed about what we've done, or are we going to be really, really, delighted with the way we reacted? That's the fork in the road I talked about earlier. We can keep our heads down and we can be good citizens of the global fascist Orwellian state, and it might save us from a few knocks on the door that other people get and all that stuff in the long term, or we can go down the other road and make sure there are no knocks on the door for anyone by exposing this. And that's what we need to do. Get the information that it exists out to vast numbers of people, because it is the secrecy, the non-awareness through this period that this whole stuff is going on that has allowed it to reach this stage. We now have an opportunity to inform people, because at the peak of this pyramid of manipulation, there are a tiny number of people, tiny compared with the global population. They can only do this to us if we acquiesce with the building of our own prisons. And that's what we've been doing. Now we have the opportunity, and we can't claim ignorance any longer, to actually start dismantling these prisons and start breaching a point where these tiny few are no longer dictating the lives of billions. And that means letting go of fear. And I'll say this from my own experience. Fearing something is far more an ordeal, far more terrifying than actually doing it. People say to me, oh, you must have lots of courage doing what you're doing. Why? I'm just doing what I believe to be right, without fear of the consequences. That doesn't take courage. Courage is to overcome fear. When you don't have fear, you don't need courage to overcome it. And doing it is so much easier than thinking about it. I mean, look at you, what you're doing, what I'm doing, what so many other people around
the world are doing. We got a break, David. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. We'll continue to get into the news, and then your calls. I'm Alex Jones, interviewing David Icke, July 12th.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes and 25 seconds into this second hour. I'm Alex Jones, he and your host. David Icke is our guest. His website's davidicke.com. Tell you about some of his books and materials later in this hour. I know that Paul and Tim and Charles and Greg and Randy and many others are patiently holding. Your calls are coming up here in this hour, back by the next segment. But there's a lot I want to talk about with David Icke. David, it's important that we discuss the false left-right paradigm, or this false bipolar world. They give us the illusion internationally that it's America versus Russia, or now the EU versus the American Union, or Bush versus Kerry. But then even a cursory view shows that there's no real separation, but they need to give us that illusion of separation to get us psychologically to put ourselves mentally into one of the two camps to then freeze out any debate. And an example of this is, 3 or 4 years ago, I saw globalist think tank white papers that are, you know, declassified public stuff, where they say, look, the people are waking up that there's a world government. So we've got to give them a fake choice. They even say this, and this is in my film Police State 3, the documents. We need to give them a choice between a liberal world government and a conservative world government. And so America goes in as the bad cop, kind of like the Soviets were in the last half of the last century. We go in, take things over. The EU and Europe chastises us. Our leaders get caught as liars, get punished. But then the holdings, the sovereign countries that are gobbled up by the globalists, stay within the system. It's like Kerry and Edwards, and Edwards was just at the Bilderberg Group getting anointed, and even the New York Times admitted that. They're for the war. They're for the Pan-American Union. They're for the EU. They're for a domestic CIA. There's no difference in action, just in rhetoric. Can you speak to that and how to get people out of this tribal Republican, Democrat, Tory, Labor, EU, U.S. mentality? How do we get people past that to a freedom versus slavery paradigm?
Well, I think a lot of people are past it without realizing it, because the number of times you hear people say, it doesn't matter who gets in, nothing changes. Exactly. So let's take that a stage further and ask the question, why, no matter who gets in, does nothing change, except that you quite rightly say the rhetoric. It's because when you are in a one-party state, and you know you're in a one-party state, then you can see the bars on the prison cell. And therefore, you feel the need to get out of the cell. If you sit there and you can't see the bars, which is what this Illuminati want, then you'll sit there not realizing you're in a prison cell. You'll have the illusion that any time you choose, you could go wherever you like because you can't see the bars. The bars only hit you, when you try to go past them, and then you realize they're there. So keep your head down, keep your mouth shut. You can have the illusion of freedom. Try to express real freedom, and suddenly you'll see the bars. And so to overcome this obvious one-party state, once you look at it, they have to give us the illusion of choice. And so what you have, and when you look at governments and elections, it always goes the same way. When most countries have two, maybe three parties that can form a government with any chance, usually two. If you take the American or the British version, it's definitely two. So what they do, the party that is in power has the chance to change through legislation society to advance the agenda for the Orwellian state. So it does so. The party in opposition at that time does not have the power to do that, so it opposes the party doing it through rhetoric. And so, hey, they're for something, they're against it. Then eventually we have this farce called an election in which the parties change sides. Now the party that was in opposition now has the opportunity to change society through legislation and advance the Orwellian state. So it does so. And it does things that in opposition it said it would never do and was supposedly against. The party that was introducing the Orwellian state in government is now the opposition, does not have the power to do so, so it now opposes that other party that is bringing in the Orwellian state. So you have this and other policies too. So this is why, as people who say nothing ever changes no matter who gets in have seen, that the common denominator is whichever party's in power advances the agenda. And this is why, again and again, you'll see parties come into government and then do the opposite of what they said they would do, and indeed do what they opposed in opposition. And it's all a sleight of hand constantly give us the illusion of choice and hide the one-party state. But this now, we're reaching a point where people are seeing it. What more blatant example can you have than Kerry and Bush, members of the Skull and Bone Society, as we discussed earlier?
Okay, so now understand, folks, a rat will be in a maze, and as long as it has lots of twists and turns and multi-levels, he thinks that's his entire universe. He thinks he has choices, but they're false choices. And so they'll put Bush up there to do all this evil stuff. Then we run out the escape hatch, you know, this doorway that says exit to Kerry, and it's right into the cat's mouth, right into the jaws of the tiger. So again, it's left and right hands on this ogre's, you know, this one-eyed cyclopsian New World Order system. And so by seeing that paradigm, by getting outside the rat maze, that's how we get the freedom. By exposing and saying, you know, we're against these particular policies, and we know you're all in it together. I mean, take Bush. 80%+ of Americans, Republicans and Democrats, Hispanic, white, black, are against open borders. But the Democrats want open borders, so do the Republicans. People are against gun control, but Bush says he'll sign the assault weapons ban. People are against the UN, but Bush signs on to UNESCO and now says our troops will be under UN control and will be charged by the International Criminal Court. But then the conservatives all ignore that, but then expose that agenda being promoted by the Democrats, but then people are willfully blind for the Republicans promoting the exact same agenda. So, you know, how do we set about changing that, David? You know, take these electronic voting machines that are going in, and there's no record of how you vote, riddled with fraud, run by the CIA publicly, and then they say, oh, you're a kook because you want to know how you voted. You want to be able to have a recount.
Well, I think, you know, again, we come back to the simple thing of information. The Illuminati don't want to control, and indeed don't control, the mainstream media because they think it's a bit of fun, and they wouldn't it be great to control the mainstream media? They do it because it is fundamental to their operation being in any way successful. You have to control what people receive as information, because what you're trying to do and what you must do is manipulate and implant a false belief in reality. So what must happen, and there's only really one way of doing it, and that's getting information out that challenges this mainstream monopoly on what is real and what's happening in the world, so that people can have another version of events. And as I know, and you know from experience, like I said earlier, once people have this other version of events, they go, wow, the world suddenly makes sense. Yes. So I say to people who are new to this, just take point of observation that you're living in a one-party state, that the techniques of manipulation are to create problems, get you to say do something about the problems, and then offer solutions to those problems that change society, that advance the Orwellian centralized global state, and that both parties or any chance of government are doing and will do the same things. They'll just do it using different words and different methods.
Well, yeah, that's like John Edwards and Kerry saying we want a domestic CIA. I mean, they want everything Bush wants. Now, let me bring this up. I haven't brought this up on air, but I think it's important to bring it up. I had a chance several times, more than several times, to talk to Keanu Reeves a few weeks ago. And, of course, the star of The Matrix.
Yeah.
And he's totally aware of the New World Order, folks. That's all I can say. Just like Mel Gibson's aware of the New World Order. You know, the Gibson family, who we've talked to. But I had a chance to talk to Keanu Reeves while he was here in town working on a project quite a few times. And, you know, he watched my film, Road to Tyranny, and we talked about it. And he wouldn't get too much into The Matrix with me, and obviously he was just, you know, the actor in it. But clearly The Matrix, the first one's great, the second one's weird, and the third one, there's this deal with the Illuminati. The Illuminati says, okay, you're aware of us, it's going to destroy things if you don't stop what you're doing. And for those of you that want to be free, we're going to have a truce and leave you alone. But for those of you that want to stay in the Matrix, we're going to have this bipolar, again, this false choice world. And there's a lot of really deep Illuminati messages on the dark side, I would say, in that film. And do you have any comments to that?
Well, it's one of the areas, Alex, that I've been going into in more recent times very deeply, and continue to do so. And that's the nature of reality and how we create it, because that is the foundation of how en masse we are being manipulated to create the world, the reality that the Illuminati want. It's very clear when you do research into quantum physics and all this this other stuff about the nature of reality and all that stuff, that the people that put the Matrix movies together sure as hell know an enormous amount about what's going on, even down to the fact that one of the bloodlines, because these are family bloodlines that go
back to ancient
times. Yeah, the Merovingian bloodline is one of the key Illuminati bloodlines. And what does the Matrix movie call the gatekeeper in the movies? The Merovingian, a French guy, because the Merovingian bloodline came through France and is fundamentally one of the key Illuminati bloodlines. And one of the things that I've really been looking at, and really as not just pennies have dropped, whole banking systems have dropped in terms of understanding why society is structured as it is when you realize how we construct reality. And we actually do it in our own minds, in our own brains, the computer of the mind. But what I didn't realize until I really got into this is that when information enters the eyes, it's in nothing like the form that we think we're looking at around us. That only, that's constructed in our mind, and only...
Hey, what, stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to go to Paul and Tim and Charles and Greg and Randy and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. But I got a bunch of other questions and comments and discussions with David Icke that I want to go through. So we'll take calls and go back into discussion and then go back to calls. But each caller got about a minute or so, a question, a comment, something you want to get into with David Icke or myself. David, let's go ahead and go to these calls.
I'd like to come back to what I was saying before the break there, because this is fundamental to how we're manipulated, the way, our reality is constructed by external implantation of our beliefs. Basically, we're like a subject on the stage of a stage hypnotist. We're having false beliefs put into our minds, largely on a subconscious level, and then we see the world in line with those beliefs. In the same way as someone on a stage can be manipulated by a hypnotist to see an elephant in the audience, so we can be manipulated to see, terrorists where they're not.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Paul in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. It's nice to speak with you, David.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. I really appreciate a lot of your work. And, Alex, I'd like to say the definition of insanity is a Christian that believes in evolution, that believes in psychics, that believes in UFOs, that believes in reptiles, that believes in wormholes. That's insanity. Now, also, you were talking about the Matrix. Well, I look at the Matrix. You guys are reading a lot into the Matrix. I look at the Matrix as I do as the Skulls movies 1, 2, and 3, Tomb Raider, and the upcoming National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. Now, you were saying about, how they're going to want to work with us, the smart people.
Well, no, look, I was saying that's propaganda. And I was going to get more into that.
Yeah, it is definitely propaganda, because don't think for a second that the people who are aware that you can read anything into that movie other than more conditioning and manipulation. And as Dr. Khalid Mohammed said, not that I'm a follower, but I have heard him speak before, we really want to work with you. We want to work with you. That's how he feels about the white people, and I feel the same way if you want to read something into this movie. Now,
okay, so that's your phone call.
Hold on.
No, I'm going to let you go, because I said we got to be fair to the callers. Let me get David Icke's response to what you were saying. What I was talking about, sir, is mass conditioning, as I've said over and over again, is that that's what the New World Order says, is that, well, see, the world's a dangerous place, so we've got to have a world government to keep everybody safe, and those of you that are thinking people see this, and we've got to be more ruthless than anybody else, or we'll lose control. Obviously, I said that movie, that third movie, is definitely bad and has a bad message, and I said that, and then you spun that into something different than what I said, and then you mentioned, Khalid Mohammed, who I've got on video saying horrible stuff. We've got to come together against the New World Order. David Icke?
Yeah, when I talk about the Matrix, I'm talking about the first one, which gave an excellent visual portrayal of the illusory world that we live in, and provably live in. When you look at even mainstream science, there's no way that this world is anything but an illusion that we construct in our minds. Therefore, if you can control what we believe to be real, you will control what we construct to be real.
The Bible says we're made in the image of God, and that we're creators, and that we go out and build things. The things that people thought up 50 years ago, 100 years ago, we have now developed and created.
Yeah, but the whole point that needs to get across is that we are constructing the reality we think is real according to our own belief in what is real. Therefore, like a stage hypnotist, if you can manipulate people to believe in a certain reality, you will get them to experience that reality because they'll construct it. And of course, we have the greatest stage hypnotist on planet Earth in the corner of every room, every living room, the television, which is constantly implanting a false belief in reality.
Let's take some calls.
Ignorantly doing it too, who are not aware, who are bringing up our children saying, this is what is real, this is what is not real. We're being hypnotized all the time without realizing it.
Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Tim. Okay, Charles in North Carolina. Charles, you're on the air.
Yeah, David, in your book, Children of the Matrix, on page 207, you write, and I quote, "There was no Jesus." And on page 61, you write, "Jesus never really existed." Then you go on to argue that Jesus was a mythological creation of shape-shifting reptilian lizard people. And you want to talk about false impressions? While all of Alex Jones' work is based on verifiable facts like the Northwood document, your analysis mixes facts with blasphemous fiction, revealing you, the satanic motivations you have. You are a fraud, Mr. Icke.
Well, believe something else then, mate. Don't matter to me. Why should I care?
I'll tell you what. I hadn't read that, but I'd like to talk about that with David Icke when we get back. And I knew these calls would come up. Now, you guys wanted David Icke on. He's on the broadcast. We'll discuss it when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I'm taking collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All right, we're about to go back to David Icke and let him answer those comments that Charles was bringing up, who, by the way, I was going to hold over, but he hung up. And then we'll get to all the folks that are patiently holding, Greg, Randy, Brooke, Heather, Mike, and many, many others. Before I go back to David Icke, just briefly, PrisonPlanet.tv, all my best radio interviews are there each week. My weekly television show, my special reports are posted each week, generally one special report, sometimes two special reports. All my videos, a bunch of other great videos that we've gotten authorization to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, for 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. PrisonPlanet.tv, for those of you that are online, to stop the building of this prison planet. We're just trying to get people to think outside the box. Also, I've made 10 films. One of them is Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, our so-called Christian conservative leaders engaging in Moloch worship. You know, Leviticus, give not your children to the fires of Moloch, Ezekiel. This is the real deal. Our world leaders do believe in the devil, do believe in Satanism, and I am a Christian. Does that mean I'm one of these Christians that says the Patriot Act's good and world government's good? No. And I disagree with David that he indeed wrote that in that book, which I haven't read. We'll talk about that in a second. But I hope people will get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. I hope you'll get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, my film, The Matrix of Evil. They're all incredible videos, $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. And I also carry George Humphrey's new video that I think is just amazing, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, and it's $19.95 with a color 80-plus page booklet that comes with it with all the documents and photos and information. Get a second copy for $14.95, so that's two videos and three copies of the book for $34.95. We carry Eric Hofschmidt's video, Painful Deceptions, Exposing 9/11. These are all videos you got to get. When you get my videos, the 10 I've made, you're authorized to make copies of them and spread the word. The toll-free number to order, take action, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. So again, that's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Now, David, before you respond to what that guy was saying earlier, I think some of it, I mean, you know, are valid questions. But before you do that, will you tell us about some of your books and videos and your website?
Well, I've written a number of books over the last 10, 15 years or so. The latest one's called Tales from the Time Loop. One before that was called Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster. Then there's Children of the Matrix, The Biggest Secret, and The Truth Shall Set You Free. And my website is davidicke.com. Ike is I-C-K-E, which has about 5,000 web pages now and various subjects. It's updated almost every day. And, you know, it's just a vehicle for information that people won't get through the mainstream media to filter, and people to look at it and decide what they want to think about it. And that's really the point I would make in response to Charles. I'm actually glad that he rang up, and in a way I'm glad he said what he said, because it's a very, very important point. The foundation of any tyranny is to divide and rule the population, to provide fault lines through which you can play off one side against another, one belief off against another, one political system off against another, just as they play communism off against so-called capitalism, cartelism in truth, and without telling us that the same force was actually manipulating both sides. If we are going to live in a world of true freedom, then there's one fundamental to that, and that is we have to be at peace with other people believing different things to us, so long as they don't seek to impose it on anybody and force them to believe the same. That's when the tyrannical stuff comes in.
Okay, I got to stop you. I got to stop you, David. Now, the United Nations says they want a one-world religion where you can believe whatever you want as long as you, quote, don't impose it, but then they're going to impose that view.
Yes, but I'm talking about that without imposition. I mean, how can you have freedom if one belief is imposing itself in any way on another? You can't. Freedom, a lot of people can't cope with freedom because they think freedom is the freedom to impose what they believe on other people.
Well,
to
David, I'm not saying that, but at the same time, you know, they arrest people in Europe now and even in the U.S. who criticize homosexuality because they say, oh, that hurts somebody's feelings and that could cause hate.
But that's different to imposing something on people. If you have heterosexuality seeking to impose itself on homosexuality by saying we're going to outlaw it, we can't do it, we're going to throw you in prison if you get found doing it and all that stuff, that's what I'm talking about.
We have the opposite. We have the homosexuality being sold and imposed on the general public.
Well, if that's happening, that also breaks the rules of my version and definition of freedom.
Okay, David, since this all came up, because I've read your book about 9/11, I think it's excellent. I don't get into things I can't prove, which you got into in The Biggest Secret, which I did read. I didn't read the Children of the Matrix that the caller was calling in about. But I have to tell you that I stick to the things I can prove, and I've been highly effective at that. You're very articulate, very intelligent. You worked for the BBC. You were a championship goalie. We should talk about your past. I mean, you're very interesting, articulate individual. But I've told you, on air before, that I don't think it does good in the big picture to go into things that you can't prove, added on to all this real stuff, because then it discredits all the stuff we can document.
So what can I prove? That Jesus didn't exist?
Well, clearly the Roman historians, I mean, all of it. I mean, clearly Jesus Christ existed.
Prove to me that Jesus existed, Alex. Go.
Well, that's like saying prove George Washington did, or, prove Mary, Queen of France.
I think if you go into this more deeply, you'll find that there's enormous amounts of evidence the story of Jesus, sometimes in detail, is a story that can be found thousands of years
ago. Yeah, I know. You'll claim the Egyptians and the Babylonians have the similar myths.
Yeah, all over the world.
Well, that doesn't do it.
Well, don't accept the evidence then. But hold on. You believe in Jesus, fine. Go ahead. Don't matter to me. Why should me not believing in Jesus matter to anybody? Because what did we talk about earlier? We talked about the fact that in the end, all of us, no matter what our beliefs, religiously, politically, in any way, shape, or form, in the end, we're all cattle to this agenda of destroying the freedom, not just of non-Jesus believers or Jesus believers, but all of us. Surely, we should put aside what we don't believe or agree on and unite behind what we do, which is the freedom of all of us to have and express our beliefs, whatever they are, so long as they're not imposed on others. And anyone that seeks to impose on me that I should believe in this or believe in that, or otherwise I'm Satan and all this bloody idiotic bloody nonsense, is just playing the game of the very divided
Let me add something here, David. Okay, I've studied the New World Order for a decade, a little over a decade now. I've been active for a decade. And every time I follow up to the highest levels of the New World Order, they believe in Lucifer, they believe in the devil, they seek to infiltrate Christianity, they seek to discredit it. Now, in your book, you write about my infiltration of Bohemian Grove. Talk about that. You've talked about that on your website. You've talked about that in interviews. Now, is it not true that every time you research the New World Order, it leads back to Satanism? Well, then what does that mean? Because the Bible tells me there's going to be a world leader who believes in who is the devil and who hates Christians. Now, look, that is enforcing my belief.
Well, if that reinforces your belief in Christianity, Alex, then believe in Christianity.
Well, my own experiences have too. I mean, I know God works in my life, but
fine.
But hold on. I mean, that's a real question. You know the globalists are devil worshippers. Now, why do they believe in the devil if you're saying Jesus doesn't exist?
Well, what? Explain to me why Jesus existing or not existing relates to them worshiping a negative dark force, which they do. You're telling me that by necessity, Jesus has to be a polarity of what they worship. Why can't there be just another state of consciousness? A state of love as opposed to a state of hate, a state of peace as opposed to a state of conflict. Why does that love, which they are trying to destroy, why wipe out of human consciousness? Why does that love have to be called Jesus? Why can't it just be called love or any other name?
Okay, David, we're about to go back to calls here in a second, and people will probably take us in 100 different directions, but I want to get back to something I raised with The Matrix earlier.
Right.
I clearly said that overall the first film gives us a good analogy or a parallel to what's going on, at least psychologically and mentally, at a lot of different levels. The second one, then it gets into the Illuminati, the New World Order, and the third one, it has this terrible message of, we sit down with the great architect, that Masonic term for Lucifer, and the architect, the guy with the white beard, the shaman archetype, sits there and tells us, look, you're going to destroy everything if you do this. Some people want the Matrix. You can have, your free will in this, trying to counterfeit what God, what the God of the Bible says, if you've got free will. So And then what I was going to elaborate on is that's what the Illuminati says to professors and intelligent people is, we've got to be more ruthless than anybody else because we aren't. Other people will get these technologies, and then they'll destroy the planet, or they'll unseat our elite, join us, and be part of the power structure. That's why I was saying that message is so dangerous. And do you have any comments on that?
Well, the way that we're being mind manipulated through fear is and does take endless manifestations, and what you're describing is one of them. And you know, I've met and read accounts of friends of people in high places in the university structure, both in this country and America, for instance, who are knowingly teaching and standing by doctrines and beliefs that they know to be false, because if they don't, then they're going to lose their job, and they're going to lose their funding, and they're going to lose their sense of who they are in the community. What I would say to those people is what I said earlier. At the end of your life, is that going to make you feel good about yourself, or will you feel better about yourself if you say, I'm going to do what I believe to be right, no matter what the consequences? I'm not going to think about consequences. I'm going to do what I believe to be right. And you know, we would change this world, Alex, overnight, if people, particularly those in key places who are not advancing this agenda through awareness or design, but by just taking part in it and playing a part in it because it suits them and suits what they want. We would change overnight if people would just stop doing what they believe to be right for them in the moment and people started to do what they believe to be right. And those two things are often in total consequence, not least because of the fear and the carrot and stick society structure that's been set up, whereby if you go with what these guys want, you get the reward in money, in position, in fame, and all this rubbish. And if you don't go with them, then you get the stick. They try to stop your funding. They try to take your voice away, and they attack you in various things, IRS audits and stuff like that. Now, at that fork in the road, people have got to make a choice. Am I going to be a servile sheep who's just going to do what the master tells him, or am I going to stand up for what I believe in, express the full magnitude of who I am?
Well, I just got to tell you, David, we got to go to calls.
That people have to make.
David, we got to go to calls.
Okay.
I just want you to know that I, in my own experience, see the New World Order attack real Christians. That's their real focus, and they tell you, believe whatever else you want, just don't be a real Christian. And I see real Christians at the forefront of fighting the New World Order effectively, and I see FEMA gearing up to go after real Christians. Now, a lot of people in the whole New Age movement see these neocon Christians who were totally deceived, serving the New World Order beast system, and then a lot of people in your camp see that and think, oh, it must all be a fraud. And
Alex, the New Age is just another manufactured religion. You know, it's not Christianity that I don't follow. I don't follow any religion, none of them. They're just structures of imposing a belief system, in my view, and I have a right to that. But people who think something differently, if they believe in freedom and they're a Christian, or they believe in freedom and they go round in New Age bloody clothes, I'm with them, because we need to unite
on
what affects us all, and not be divided and ruled by arguing among ourselves about whether that belief is right or that belief is right.
Okay, all right, let's go to calls here. Let's go ahead now, up next, and go to Greg in Texas. Greg, go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much. Just a quick comment and a quicker question. Mr. Ike, it's an honor to talk to you again. Last year I spoke with you on the Lou Gentile show right before Texas City. I was able to go and see you then, and it was an amazing experience. And it's my belief that the moment that we're in, I know the time isn't real, but time is getting away from us, and I don't buy into these illusions of right and left. What can someone do to make a commitment to do their part in all this, aside from intention? What do you recommend? Because I think now is the time, and I didn't ask you this last time on Lou Gentile, but I have to ask you now, what can someone do who is committed to do their part in all this?
Okay, thanks for the call, David.
Well, I would say, Greg, that you said the word there, my experience, intent. What I found in my life, and I know a lot of other people have too, is when that you really commit yourself to something with the intent of doing it. My intent is I want to serve the cause of freedom in every way I possibly can, in the most effective way I possibly can. If you do that, what starts to happen is people, and this is what happened to me, people and events and experiences start coming into your life, apparently coincidentally, that allow you to walk that road of making that contribution to advance and complete your intent. All I did in the early 90s, when my mind was blown open, was I did two things. I said, this is my intent, something similar to what I've just said, and secondly, whenever my head, my intellect, says one thing, and my intuition says another, my feeling, this is what I feel to do. Oh, no, you can't do that. You've got a mortgage. You've got a cat, says the intellect, which is always trying to keep us in the prison. If you follow your intuition, your feeling, then you suddenly find that life starts to put the riches in front of you. And so I started in the early 1990s whenever my intellect said, no, you can't do that, with all the bloody...
We got a break. We got a break. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to David Icke, who's, in a way, kind of an enigma. because so much of what he talks about and goes over is fluent, well-spoken, intelligent, focused, charismatic, documented. And then he goes into, you know, we secretly have these dimensional creatures controlling us from a higher level, and, you know, Jesus Christ wasn't Jesus or didn't exist. And I disagree with that. But a lot of people follow David Icke, and we have him here on the show, and I appreciate him coming on. We have him on, I guess, about once a year, and we appreciate him spending this time with us. I know we need to get the calls a little bit quicker here. We're going to try to. He'll be with us into the next hour. But, David, I never saw this, so I don't know if it's true, but I have read in mainstream news reports that when you first started waking up, what was it, 1994? Was it 93?
No, early 90s, 1991.
Okay, when is it? Is it true that you went on the BBC and announced that you were Jesus?
No, I think that's not quite what I said. What I said in my own words in those days was what quantum physicists are saying, which is everything is the same energy, everything is the same consciousness, it's just expressing itself in different ways. And therefore, if you want to use symbolic language, we're all the sons and daughters of God. And this got portrayed in the way that most things in the mainstream media get portrayed, in a way that it wasn't said and wasn't meant. But you have to live with that. If you're saying things in the public eye that challenge mainstream beliefs, then you're going to get ridiculed.
Well, I never saw it, so I didn't. And I've had the media lie about me, so that's why I brought that up.
Yeah, but I'm just saying basically the same thing in different language these days. We're all one consciousness, and we're all expressing ourselves in different ways. We're all one, but we're all the diversity of the one, if you like, and we should start celebrating diversity instead of scorning it and seeking to impose one belief upon a diverse population.
Yeah,
and that's what the New World Order wants. It wants to impose
In the name of diversity, they go after people being individuals. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Randy in Pennsylvania, and then we'll go to Mike and Rich and Tim and others and Anthony. Randy, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Hi, David.
Hello, Randy.
It's truly an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
I don't want to put any words in your mouth. I believe you believe, think the way I think, and that we are God or the devil. In fact, we are all connected, and this reality is, in essence, a living hologram.
Yeah.
Could you speak to the audience about quantum physics a little more and the way that our eyes work and the solution to this problem, that the hell that we're living in, because I believe this is hell or heaven, the 100-month syndrome, how that experiment went.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, this is, you can say it in New Age, but it sure sounds like that to me. Go ahead.
Right. Well, why does anyone have to put a label on everything?
Well,
know?
I mean, no, this is, I mean, there are real things. Hey, David, there are real things in the world.
You know, why do you put a name to it all the time? I'm not New Age. I just believe certain things, which are unique to me in many ways. I hope they are.
Well, let me say this. If I walk up to somebody or they walk up to me and hit me in the head with a ball-peen hammer and kill me, that's a real event. And so we have to put labels on things.
Why?
Because that's how we operate.
That's how you operate, Alex. You have every right to do so. Some people operate in different ways.
But you're talking now, hey, David, you're talking like O'Brien now in 1984 when he tells Winston he can float off the ground like a soap bubble.
Well, let me put it this way, Alex. You're now looking at you're in a studio, you're looking at a wall. That wall looks solid to you. It can't be. It's made of atoms, and atoms are as least solid that you can ever come across. I mean, as one physicist said, if you take the atom to be the size of a cathedral, then the particles within it are about the size.
David, we got a break. We got a break. But at my level of reality, of my manifested reality, it is solid. Hello, folks.